Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, three of four Cork's four Munster Senior Hurling Championship games next year will be streamed on the GAA platform GAA Go. A total of 38 exclusive GAA Championship games will be streamed by GAA Go in 2024. That was announced at a launch event today in Croke Park. So, will the latest announcement quell complaints about the service, or will it amplify them? Well, in a moment we'll be speaking to the Irish Examiner's Gaelic Games correspondent John Fogarty. But first, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was asked about it earlier this afternoon. Let's have a listen.
Can I ask about GAA Go? Pre-Cork hurling match is going to be beyond the paywall. You have to pay per view.
And Cork are playing, is it? Shocking. That's shocking. Let me see the full fixture list and I'll comment. But my points are generally that I think in terms of games like that, last year the games that we missed out on the Cork Tip game, personally, as many people as possible should have access to these games. Why? Because if we believe in the game of hurling and Gaelic football, we want as many people as possible to see these games. And not everybody will see them behind the paywall. Hurling is our national game in the sense of it's unique to Ireland. It's something we should promote. That's my view in relation to that. And but look, I look at the full fixture list. When are we playing Limerick?
The Irish Examiner's Gaelic Games correspondent John Fogarty joins us now. John, what do you make of that response from Taoiseach Micheál Martin?
Well, it's consistent, Sarah. He had spoken about this a couple of times already this year in May and July, and it's something that he feels quite strongly about. So it is consistent. Obviously, it being his constituency of Cork, he feels very strongly about it. Clare and Tipperary were on GAA Go three times themselves last year, so there could be an argument that it's Cork's turn this time around, but three out of four does seem quite disproportionate.
You were at the launch today. Can you just give us the headlines from the launch at Croke Park?
Very similar to last year, or the debut season of the GAA Go, Sarah, in the sense that it's €79 again for the full season package. There's a bit of a discount before Christmas. It's still €12 a game. Now, that was a bone of contention for Peter Fitzpatrick, if you remember, at the Joint Oireachtas committee meeting. He felt that that had to be reviewed, but the GAA or the GAA Go, along with RTE, assessed that and felt that €12 was a fair price. Obviously, there's some three for two bundles, I should say, and some options like that, all right, and there will be as the season goes on, but very much the same as last year in from a price point of view.
I mean, as you say, there is a sense that Cork do potentially have reason to be peeved because of how many of their matches are going to be streamed on GAA Go.
Yes, and as Micheál Martin said there, he wanted to know about the Cork Limerick game. That was the one when that was fixed for a Saturday, Sarah, the preserve of the GAA Go games. They've had most of the games have gone on to Saturdays, and that Cork Limerick game, as soon as it was confirmed last week that it was going to be on a Saturday, it looked ripe for the subscription service, and so it has come to pass. Cork Limerick, obviously, crowd wise, it's without a shadow of a doubt, it's the most attractive Munster round robin game. So there's going to be a lot of eyes on that one. Unfortunately, now they're going to have to pay for it, but obviously, you know, the GAA Go came in and is basically filling the vacuum left by Sky Sports since they left the media rights deals there last year.
And that indeed is one of the arguments being put forward by those in favour of GAA Go, saying that without this service, some of these matches wouldn't be seen at all.
That's it, sir. And that is the argument that the GAA Go made today, that these two Cork games on Sundays, they're two opening games against Waterford away and against Clare at home. They would not be available in any shape or form to anybody who wasn't in a position to go to the games. They wouldn't be available if GAA Go didn't come in into the breach and was to provide those games. So that's the rock they're perishing on, so to speak. And there's some very strong arguments for that, but at the same time, this is going to disenfranchise some people, especially those maybe not so on the price point, but maybe those with broadband difficulties in rural areas.
Yeah, and indeed we have a message from Mick to 500-551 on exactly that point. He says, I have no problem paying for GAA Go. The problem is the streaming. Parts of rural Ireland, as per the rollout plan, won't have broadband. broadband till 2028. So how can they stream? Put it on a Serviu channel where all have access with or without broadband, and then I'll pay no problem. The elderly don't or won't pay €40 a month for broadband. Think, says Mick. So those two issues, John, do you think they're the two big outstanding issues? That some people, even if they wanted to pay, don't have access to it, and that this is sort of a silent or invisible wall for some elderly people also?
Yes, that's the argument that Age Action have been making, sir, that this is an invisible wall. And the former Mayo footballer and Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Alan Dillon, made the point that this is, a licence fee increase by stealth, by the back door, I think was his phrase. So those are the two points. And I think the stronger argument is about the role of broadband, which, RT and GA can't necessarily do a whole lot about, but it is the future and they're embracing it, and there's no looking back for them in any shape or form. They performed quite well at that joint Oireachtas committee meeting, in my opinion anyway, Sarah, and this is something that they're going to stick with for the foreseeable future.
In terms of whether it should be happening at all, we've had quite a few messages, John, from listeners this afternoon talking about how other games, soccer and rugby, are free on RT. Like, for example, this message saying every soccer game going is free on RT. Most of it rubbish, says this person who's clearly not that much of a soccer fan. Yet hurling, our national game, is stuck behind a paywall. What do you make of those arguments?
Yeah, those arguments are strong enough, but again, there's a hell of a lot of games, like the free-to-air games. I think the quote that we were given today, Sarah, was 300 matches next year that are going to be made available. 260 are free to air, so that's quite a considerable amount of games that are going to be available free to air, hurling and football. It's just the difficulty here, Sarah, is that there's so many fixtures at the start, so many high profile hurling fixtures at the outset of the championship, that RTE are in a difficulty where they have to pick and choose, and they're still showing the provincial football finals, which, some of them are very lopsided, but for tradition's sake and for the fact of an even spread around the country, they feel it's incumbent upon them to show them. So hurling is going to lose out in some shape or form, but at least it's available, at least it's being shown, at least there is a possibility that the games can be shown for those people who are not in a position to get to the matches.
We've had some messages also, John, from people saying they won't go to matches in protest as fans. What's your sense of this and the reaction to it this afternoon? Do you think it's likely to amplify concerns or quell some of the criticism?
Yeah, it's a good question, Ted, because you would imagine it won't be until March, April time next year when people start to realise, hold on, this Cork Limerick game, as Micheál Martin mentioned there, it's not going to be on RTE, when you would think it's just an affair complete. It's going to be such a big game that, it has to be on RTE. But I think it's, the GA, as much as we're getting to the zenith of the club championships at the moment, it's not really touching the zeitgeist. And so until that, nationally anyway, and until that point, Sarah, towards the end of spring next year, I think that's when it'll really focus minds and it'll really drum into people that, hold on here, if I want to watch this game, I'm going to have to pay for it.
All right, well, very interesting to speak to you. Loads of reaction coming in our text line. I'll get some more of the texts in a little while, but thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is John Fogarty, Irish Examiner's Gaelic Games correspondent.